following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
AM 1390 WTAQ News Talk Sports just received an email from a loyal listener in my hometown, no less, that the internet stream is out. Jason, can you IM Paul or somebody and check on that? Because obviously anybody who's, I'll tell you what, here's what you can do for us. If you're listening on the terrestrial right now, that would be 1360 AM. How about I do that in English? 1360 AM or 97.5 FM. If you can quick go to WTAQ.com and try to listen online, and if it's not there, because of anyone who is, I mean, they don't hear me saying this. It might be because he actually tried it on the Wausau and Sheboygan streams, WSAU, or Green Bay stream, WSAU.com and WTAQ.com, and he had nothing. But he's suspecting it might be on his end. But if the stream is not firing this morning, I would like to know that. So if you want to do that and give us a call, that would that would be just fine. All right. I've got two things to get to. I'm sorry. Jason just interacted with someone in an instant message. Okay, the stream is working. Yes. All right. Someone in the office tells us the stream is working. So it must be that listener. I will send a note to that listener that it's not us. Because apparently the stream is working. Never mind. Jason, you can just tell all those people to go about their lives that you instant messaged. I figured we would have been hearing from more people because I won't give out numbers on the air. But the stream listenership is pretty high these days. So if it wasn't there, I suspected that somebody would let us know. I've got two things I want to get to. The Be Local Consortium that hates Walmart. Not because it's a good, bad fit, because they just hate Walmart. And I'm saying that because that's what I believe. They can say whatever they want. That's what I believe. They have finally reached out to me and given their two cents on the downtown Walmart. There's also Jim Schmidt revealed something in an interview with the newspaper that I don't think he revealed. No, realize he revealed. And a little more on the Preble fight. We'll get to all of that in just a moment. But I do have to mention this. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. My wife and I met in December of 1990. So, you know, it's amazing. By Valentine's Day 1991, we were pretty serious. I have a very funny first Valentine's Day story that I really can't, and I'm not going to tell it on the air. If I've never told Jason, I will tell him. It's just funny. I was in my apartment. She was in her apartment making, I think it was prime rib for Valentine's Day. And while I was waiting for her, and it's just a funny story, but I won't get into it. But I got thinking about that first Valentine's Day and how much I weighed. It's a lot less than now. But I am headed in the right direction. That, of course, is because of Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. And I've just another pound down yesterday, just about at 20 pounds, and it was 3 weeks yesterday. And the biggest thing I'm hearing from those of you is, you know, that how can you lose that much weight in that short period of time and expect to keep it off and do it safely? Those are all excellent questions. And what I've been telling you is it's not a diet. It's a program that deals with so many other things that are work at work in your body. And I've also been telling you to call Dr. Jason Litwin. You're hearing Dr. Litwin on the air himself with spots. And he's basically telling you what I'll tell you right now. Give him a call, 920-268-1386. It might not be right for you. It might. It might not be right for you. But you don't know if you don't call. And I will tell you, a lot of listeners have. I am, to say that I'm pleased at the number of people who've decided to at least find out about it. And I don't blame, look, you can be skeptical of anything you don't know about. 920-268-1386, how it changes your physiology back to its health and everything it does. Dr. Litwin can explain that. You take a little survey to see if it is right for you, to see if you are a candidate. Jason is convinced it's right for him. 920-268-1386. All right. Yesterday, I received this packet of anti-Walmart propaganda from a group called Be Local, and I'm very well aware of them. They are all over that Facebook page, and by the way, they've been hating on me in the last couple of days on that Facebook page. I do read it. All they're doing is ripping on me. They haven't defeated one of my arguments. They just rip on me, which is fine. I'm used to it. But they thought they were going to educate me. So they sent me this packet of all the anti-Walmart propaganda that I am very familiar with. Here's the letter that accompanied it. Dear Mr. Bader, Be Local is a consortium of 65 businesses on Broadway which are not in favor of a Walmart store being built on North Broadway. We feel Walmart is a bad fit for the area of smaller, locally owned and operated businesses. There are other parcels of land on which Walmart could build. That is the empty argument they keep pushing again and again, and it's a bad fit. It's a bad fit. To me, a business that will create 300 jobs, paying an average of $13 an hour, put millions to the tax base, and meet a food and retail need is a good fit. But, you know, that's just me. We believe this land is an important part of our downtown, which has been neglected for a long time. It's been in private hands since 1890. Now the city of Green Bay has an opportunity to own this property. That's what this is all about. Because and development, according to the state of Wisconsin, required smart growth plan for Green Bay. And they have no idea how controversial smart growth is. And that this is exactly what smart growth is about. Government ramming things down people's throats. It's exactly what smart growth is all about. We suggest you obtain a copy of that plan. I am well aware. See, they think I'm an idiot. They think I don't know what I'm talking about. You don't think I'm aware of all of this, really? The plan is littered with references to smart growth, mixed use, public access to the river. Yeah, I get all of that. The question is, how much revenue is that going to generate? And how much is it? None. And how much is it going to cost the city? A lot. This is a plan to create hundreds of jobs and, contrary to the fantasy world they live in, create peripheral business, not hurt it. And the specialty shops to which they refer certainly aren't going to be hurt because there's just no direct competition there with Walmart. It's going to bring traffic into the downtown, and now suddenly they hate it's going to create traffic concerns. You have a business in downtown Green Bay, for the love of Pete, and you're worried about too much traffic? Do you know how stupid that sounds? We believe the city planning department has done its due diligence in creating a new comprehensive plan, which is about to be adopted by the city council. I know all of this. Mayor Schmidt has the right idea, and we are supporting that and supporting the city's planning development, its effort to create an area of vibrant, authentic business. Yes, big business isn't authentic business. What planet do these morons live on? Whose profits are circulated within our community rather than being sent to Bentonville, Arkansas, to pay CEOs and stockholders of Walmart. You don't think that's anti-Walmart crap? Do you realize how much of that money goes right back into the community? Local suppliers of their product, they have no clue. Oh, but there's something even better about Walmart out there today. Even better. Jim Schmidt says the loan deal on Walmart was a mistake. He told this to the paper. Says the city was mistaken in 2007 to strike a deal granting ownership of the Larson Green industrial site to the outside group known as On Broadway, Inc. Noting that On Broadway is run largely by a part-time staff, Schmidt said the city should have done business with a group able to work full-time on pursuing redevelopment of the site. So he's saying they sat with their thumbs up an anatomically dark place. And that's why it hasn't been developed. But boy, if the city gets it back, yeah, he's just wait, Jerry. Don't get ahead of yourself. All right. That wasn't a good idea, he said Wednesday, calling it the mistake that we made that we won't make again. The city in 2007 backed a $3 million bank loan that On Broadway used to acquire the property. On Broadway now is talking with Walmart about building a controversial, the only thing that makes it controversial is Jim Schmidt and the small-minded shop owners on Broadway. Schmidt, who opposes the Walmart store, said that accepting the city's assistance on the loan originally, On Broadway agreed to seek a mixed-use redevelopment, not a large retail store like Walmart. He goes on. Now listen to this paragraph, because it gives up the whole game. The whole game. Here we are 7 years later, and they're looking to sell out to a big box store, Schmidt told the editorial board of Press Gazette Media. I'd like to go back to what we dreamed about. Oh, my God. Does he have any idea what he just said? Does he have any clue at all? Sell out. And you don't think that makes you sound like an anti-Walmart crank, Jim? Really? Really? And go back to what we dreamed about. Dreamed being the operative word there. Chris Nauman, however, executive director, said, look, yeah, we know that it was originally mixed use. We get that. But he is saying, look, we did pursue that. Guess what? We didn't find it. So we decided, yeah, we have to broaden it and consider all possibilities here. Jim, who's going to pay for your pipe dream? I will tell you who, the taxpayers of Green Bay. It could take anywhere from $8 to $10 million just to get the damn thing ready. The type of money that Walmart's going to pay for it. And the type of public access type things that are being thrown out there. Who's going to pay for that? What's the return on investment? Answer one, taxpayers. Answer two, none. To suggest that there's some sugar daddy out there that's going to pay for this mixed use is just not true. They're not there. And it will take years for Jim Schmidt to find it, and when he does, the cost will come largely at the city of Green Bay taxpayers. And he knows that full well. And there is really just no disputing that. And the shop owners on Broadway know that as well, that there's not going to be any type of development that's going to bring in money. What you've got going on, look, what Titletown is doing, that's great. You've got a private business that's creating a mixed-use development, and they are. It's not going to be just a brewery. There's going to be other things in there. That's wonderful. That's an existing company looking to expand. Nobody else has whiffed around, and Jim Schmidt is blaming On Broadway for that. I'm arguing I don't think it's there. And what does end up there will take years to create, as I said, and will largely be fueled by Green Bay City taxpayer dollars. And no, box stores aren't the thing of the past. If you don't think this is about hating Walmart, you are just absolutely delusional. Item two, authorities are talking more about the fight at Preble. They're saying it involved gang members, but it was not a fight between two gangs. That certainly there was a gang element involved, but it wasn't a gang fight per se. I guess the way they're characterizing it is that it was a gang randomly looking for fights a preble, I guess is how I would characterize it. And the way the incident involves several teenagers who police said are known as non-attenders eligible to attend preble but do not attend regularly. He said the four started a fight with a group of students apparently chosen at random. There were also, and this is what led to that huge police presence that we saw, there was also rumors of a planned drive-by shooting. But they never found any evidence to suggest that that was more than unsubstantiated rumors. At least they're being frank now that there was a gang element involved in this. Saying it's not a gang fight, but there was a gang element. Again, I'm not trying to be scary and say that Green Bay's overrun with gangs, but we do have gangs. And as often the case with both police and school officials, the initial reaction was to pretend it had nothing to do with gangs. A community conflict? What the heck does that mean? Means a gang, at least one. And as I said, you don't want to overstate it, but there are gangs here, and their desire seems to be to understate it. That was my initial contention, and it still feels that way to me. There will be no government shutdown. The debt ceiling has been raised. The House and the Senate has passed it. And we are now seeing it go to the president. This is being portrayed as a defeat for Tea Party conservatives in Congress. Is it? Senator Ron Johnson joins us in 8 minutes to discuss his vote, what this overall vote means, and where we go from here. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. A national group is about to spend a boatload of money, conservative group, trying to define Mary Burke. About time. 8:56.
You generally don't think of auto glass until you have an accident or a chip in your window.